When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, kids! Parents, this is What the Kids Are Watching, a rewatch podcast for grown-ups about the weird and wild TV shows that children seem to love.
I'm Natalie Pouchet, and I'm a parent.
And I'm Ryan Bailey, and I'm probably not a parent. So we've got different perspectives as we break down, praise,
and goof on the most notable episodes of the shows your kids are currently obsessing over.
Guys, welcome to the first ever episode. I am one of your hosts, Ryan Bailey, and I do not have kids. But no, do not turn this off right yet, because we have my co-host, Natalie Pouchet, who does. Natalie, how are you?
I do have kids. Oh, by the way, I have one, but it feels like five.
And, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I have zero and it feels like one. So I think we're in a so we're going to be doing with this podcast something that is unimaginable, in the sense of we are going to be watching the kids shows that your kids are watching, and we will go through the show. We'll recap it and we'll tell you if this is worth your time, worth your child's time. Up to this point, Natalie,
yes,
do you find kids shows worth your time as a whole?
I'm not really sure I have a choice. How about that?
That's it, exactly. How old is your child right
Okay,
now?
So my daughter's named Piper, because I feel like we're going to reference her a lot.
Okay, I didn't know if we were keeping Piper's identity secret.
Oh, absolutely not. No, Piper has her own Instagram. The girl is like her own deal. Oh, yeah, no, she practically runs my Instagram. No, so she's 2.5, and you know, I am sort of now like having to watch these shows. Although I have a lot of nieces and nephews, I've always sort of been around kids shows. But yeah, with her, she's very particular about what she watches. She'll tell me if she loves something or if she hates something. So it's been a really interesting process watching it. But honestly, sometimes I find myself wanting to watch the shows more than her.
See, that's what I'm curious about, is that was there a definite switch where you started to look up at the shows, or would you go, she's into it, so I can completely check out? And
yeah,
go
no,
about-
it depends on the show, right? Some are terrible, yeah, and I'm like, can we change it? And then some I'm like, no, don't change it.
Have you ever asked Piper, you go, can we watch this show? Like, because I always, my niece and nephew will ask me if they can watch shows, but I was like, do you ever watch, like, Piper, like, can we please watch one more episode of Bluey, or is it
100%.
Always her asking you?
Oh, 100%. Really? Oh, yeah. Cocoa Melon. I'm like, we've got to turn this off. And like, I look
this
at it,
Cocoa
like,
Melon, I hear so much.
I don't even want you to even like listen to it, because you'll sing it in the shower. You'll sing it in your dreams.
And just so the audience knows, we're professionals, you guys. We're both podcasters. Natalie, what is the podcast you host?
So I have a show called Humble and Hungry. It's a solo show. I was on another podcast prior to this one, and then I had a baby and my life sort of flipped upside down. And I just had to like figure things out on my own. I was a new mom, you know, starting a whole new career. And so it's sort of just going along the journey of like figuring and navigating life out in your 30s. And it just sort of like a day in the life with me. And it's like a girl's hangout. It's like when you go to a lunch with your girlfriends and you have a glass of champagne or something, and you just like sort of shoot the shit. That's my
podcast. I love that. That's amazing. And I grew up in Kansas on a street full of girls. So by the way, your podcast actually sounds like something I would listen to, because because all of my friends, good friends, are girls. Like I am more comfortable in girl conversations than I am in guy conversations or watching children's shows.
Which makes sense because when I listen to your show, I feel like I'm hanging out with one of the girls. No offense.
No, that's exactly like I host a show called So Bad It's Good, which is all about pop culture and reality shows. And it's like from a straight dude's perspective, but kind of like, you wouldn't know I was a straight dude because I have the same taste, which is of a gay man and a woman, which have the best taste around. So it runs the gamut of reality shows, pop culture. But this, we come together to join forces to do something that I have never really willfully done, is to watch children's shows. And you were forcefully having to do this even before this podcast existed.
Exactly.
Perfect. I mean, this can't get better.
Exactly.
Off the bat, you say Cocomelon is your favorite, or is that Piper's?
No, it's a love hate. So there are, I would say, two like fundamental shows that your kids will most likely watch when they're babies. So it's Cocomelon.
I'm writing this down, by the way. I'm looking for a pin. I was like, I gotta write Cocomelon one.
Cocomelon and Little Baby Bum.
Little Baby Bum?
Little Baby Bum.
That's what my parents call me, Little Baby Bum. That's amazing.
So that's like the show that you watch before Cocomelon. Let's put it that way.
Okay, wait. Prelude. So it's like a prequel. It's like you work your way up. And then what's after Cocomelon? I mean, so this goes by age range.
I think Little Baby Bum is more for when they're barely like seeing black and white, you know, and colors babies. You put on Little Baby Bum. And then when they get a little older, when they start to like understand what words are and playtime and shapes and things, that's when you put on Cocomelon.
How much do you depend on these shows? And you probably don't know the answer yet, but like where you're like, this really could teach my child things that they need to know.
Oh, all the time. I'm a screen time kind of mom. Like I'm okay with screen time.
And what does that mean? Screen time means?
Screen time is like allowing your kids to be sitting in front of a screen. And let me tell you, if you're a mom right now and you're listening to me and you're like, oh, how dare you let your kids watch so much screen time? Because there are a lot of moms that are like that. They're like, no, like you got to be playing with the physical things and doing other. But I feel like there is, I think, something beneficial to watching, learning, listening to all these little shows. And so I am definitely a proponent of her being able to watch all this because I feel like it lets me, you know.
Yeah, well, it lets you be on your screen. It lets you be on your second screen. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, when you were a child, were kids shows a big part of you growing up? Do you remember what you used to watch?
Yeah, that's funny that you say that because I was going to ask you the same question because I feel like when you think about like kids shows growing up or just like cartoons, for me, I feel like it brings up maybe even like, it brings up good memories, but also kind of like somber memories for me.
Why?
I don't know. Because I remember being alone.
Uh-huh. And like, oh my God. Oh no. I'm sorry.
By the way, are you a therapist? This podcast.
Natalie, tell me how that makes you feel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because I just remember like being alone watching it. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I wish I had someone to like watch it with, you know? And yet I had four siblings. I was the youngest though. So, but yet it made me feel good because I felt like I could connect with the characters. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? Like, how do you feel thinking back on your childhood?
Listen, it was all about Saturday morning cartoons for me because I was growing up before it was like right when like cable was in MTV and all that stuff. But Saturday morning cartoons were always huge. You would wake up before your parents and get a big bowl of cereal. But I would get up and you would watch your G.I. Joe, your Transformers, you know, any kind of like Justice League or superhero thing was always the jam. Before that, I remember being in love with Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. Oscar the Grouch, loved Oscar. I loved all of like the PBS shows, the Muppets, all of that stuff. But then eventually you do kind of grow out of that. And there are adult cartoons and you guys, I am kind of a superhero freak as well. So I will still dabble in that, but they're more like adult cartoons. But yeah, I remember it just like that was such a big part of childhood. But I got to tell you, I don't remember learning these lessons that I was like, we're going to talk about Bluey today. And I was like, whoa, I had no idea of the concept of sharing until I watched this show today. And I was like, wow, G.I. Joe did not teach me anything. And I was like,
totally.
These shows, but I was like, that's maybe the advent of media getting so popular and things like that is that they're actually able, like, is this possibly a good thing? Like,
yeah,
teaching our children something cool. The one example I have is my niece and nephew. When they were younger, I remember we went as a family trip to Vegas for my parents got remarried, and we were at like this really nice restaurant, and they were both crying. And so my sister had an iPad, and you guys at home probably know exactly what this is. Put it in front of them, and I think it was like an episode of the Teletubbies, and they zoned out. Like, I mean, it was
yes.
Like, I was like, what are they putting in these shows? It's like when my dad watches Big Bang Theory, he just zones out.
Right.
Or like when I watch an episode of Housewives. Selling Sunset. Yeah, exactly. Oh. When I watch Housewives. Like, I'll just, like, whatever they're putting in these shows, but it just, and I was like, wow, the power
it's like a drug.
Of these shows, you know?
Yeah, I know. I agree. And you were like an 80s baby, right? I don't mean to call you out.
No, please. I look so young and beautiful, but you're right. Yeah.
You do. Your serums. You need to tell me what you're yeah,
what you want to be using. A guest on your ladies podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember like Doug and Hey Arnold and Rugrats.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And those shows, which I feel like if I were to watch Rugrats now, which I'm sure we will do in the coming episodes as like a throwback, I feel like I would probably see it completely different than I did as a kid. But I feel like, yeah, I didn't. All I remember is the mean girl, you know, Angelica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. Well, that's right? The blonde, right? With the, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But did I learn anything? No. So to your point, yes, I think that these shows now are actually benefiting our children.
Yeah, but it seems kind of like they're taking over where shows, I think when I was growing up, like Full House and things like that, where there would be the lesson, like Family Matters,
yep.
Where you would have and the studio audience would be like, you know, and yes. I was so excited. The other thing you mentioned, though, is like time and place of, I wonder if I watched that today, how I would feel about it. And my dad babysits my niece and nephew all the time. And it is so funny how wrapped up. I mean, we've got to have him on sometime because he will tell you every children's show, the ones that are good, he gets into it. He's like, love it. Like, he goes, it works for adults too, which is what we're kind of talking about. Like,
yeah.
Some of these work for adults.
That's so funny. Is he single? Because my mom does the same thing.
Oh my God. Mom, you got competition? Because my dad was like, no, I'm totally single. She's like, I'm
my
right here.
My mom puts on cartoons to relax. I'm not kidding. I'll walk into her house and there's cartoons playing. It because for her, it reminds her of the days when we were little and she would hear it in the background. It would bring her joy. Is that weird?
Yes.
A little bit?
No, but see, it's weird a little bit, but that's what like, go towards your joy, you know, like I don't like
totally.
I'm not here to judge. Like, it's like, that's what's exciting. It's like, at least she has something, you know, like I
yes.
love that. So we're going to talk about Bluey, which is an Australian made show for preschoolers, which if that wasn't written down, I would be like, it's made for me. That mm-hmm. is the number one stream show in kids TV and on Disney Plus. What's your relationship with Bluey?
So I was actually introduced to Bluey through my sister. My sister has two kids. They're 4 and well, he just turned 5 actually, and 3.5. And she was like, you have to watch the show Bluey. It's hilarious. They're short and digestible episodes.
Yeah.
And they're from, you know, Australia. So they have like this cute little accent and her kids are obsessed with it. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. So when I started watching it, I was hooked. And then again, back to the therapy session, I'm like, I want a dad. Like, I never had a dad like that. we'll dive into it. But it's such a cute little show. And for me, it's about how short the episodes are.
So Natalie, that's so dead on. Is that so? I sat down to watch these and I'm used to watching like these hour long shows where
yes.
I take detailed notes. And I was like, you know, we had 3 episodes that we're like, let's watch these and see what sticks out. And so I'm sitting down ready to watch these 30 minute episodes. And all of a sudden I see 9 minutes and that's including the intro song. And I had never been happier I was like, 9 minutes. I'll watch this thing 80 million times.
I'll watch season 1.
That's like, yeah. Well, and okay. So a little bit of information. There are 2 seasons presently, 51 episodes each. The 3rd season is in production right now. In fact, there was a rumor just this week that Bluey had been canceled. And that rumor is completely false. They are in the middle of season 3. And this was started in 2016 by creator Joe Brum. And then in 2018, they started making these shows.
I feel like they're killing it.
I mean,
right?
51 episodes. And I watched 3 episodes. See, is this embarrassing for me to say? And I don't know if I'm burying the lead, but it's like, I might like keep watching this show. like, I mean, I might, we're not going to be, this is not a Bluey podcast, but I'm like, I kind of want to see what else they learn and like what happens.
I don't know if you're dating, but I feel like they could be good like dating topics. Like, hey, have you seen the show Bluey?
No, Natalie, I think that's a horrible idea. Like, hey, you seen this kid's show Bluey? Hey, you want to go on a second date?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you never know. She could be like, oh, he watches kids shows because it makes him feel happy.
Now, I really think you have to rethink what you said.
I know, that's so true.
Not going to happen. but what is interesting also about this show is that, you know, like on shows that adults watch is that there is a through line, you know, you actually have plots and things like that. And this isn't really in that sense. There's no kind of rising action, no climax, no denouement, as it were. Stuff just happens in this show.
I would say that there is sort of an underlying theme, but episode one, like you said, you learned about sharing.
Yeah. What did it say? Right? A quick story about learning things is that so each of the three episodes I like had a lesson to it, which I thought was really beautiful. And they did it in this kind of not sacrosanct way. It didn't like seem like I was being talked down to, even though I know these are made for kids, where I was like, yeah, let's share. Like I was saying, but I remember watching my dad with my nephew, and we were crossing the street to a grocery store when he was a little kid. And he goes, hey, Connor, what do? We hold hands, we look left, we look right, and then we cross.
Yes.
And I'm watching this and I'm like, I've been hit by five cars because I did not know the left right trick because my dad never taught me. I was like, this is a lesson. And I'm like, look how good. But like, I love that these simple lessons.
Yes.
Are so huge. And they
and when
it
you're
a nice
parent,
way.
Sometimes you have to learn as well. And you're like, oh, that's how they speak to their kids.
Yeah.
Because I would never know.
Well, do you ever do a funny voice now with Piper? Like, hey, Piper. Hey.
I leave that to her dad. That's not really me. But yeah, but I feel like this show for me, it actually hits a little bit of home because I feel like it's the Bluey's basically based on this dad who is, let's call him a stay-at-home dad. I'm sure he works, but
very progressive. We see the mom go to work in the first episode.
But the mom leaves. And,
yeah.
And I, by the way, I actually love that.
Yeah.
He's this like goofy dad that, you know, is constantly like playing around with the kids and he's so involved in their lives. And so for me, when any cartoon you watch, you sort of like think about your own life and like, oh,
of course, I
relate to it at all? Right. And I feel like that's very much my fiance, Riley. He is that goofy dad. He'll be on the floor. He'll, you know, dress up and be a character. And I'm much like, I'm like in the corner, like, okay, you guys have fun. I'll be right back, you know? So I actually love that they're focusing on the dad and not the mom as much, which I feel like in prior cartoons, it's always mom focused.
Well, no, it's great to break out of those kind of social norms that we have grown up with because it can be anything. And in this day and age, we get a lot more of that. It's just not one way anymore. We start every episode of Bluey with the theme song, which I am still at a phase where I'm in love with this theme song. It's da 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 mom, da 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 dad, da 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 bingo, and then da 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 Bluey. It's really simple, but I feel like if you took those names out, this is like a good alternative jam.
I think until you actually watch season one about 52 times, you're probably going to want to skip the intro.
Yeah. Well, right now it's evergreen for me. I love it. I think it's amazing. This episode one is called The Magic Xylophone. Now, do you look at the titles, yeah, when you're watching shows?
No, well, because I don't really get to choose. So it's more about the icon of the photo. And if it has something that like sticks out to her, like she loved the beach episode because it's the beach and she loves an ocean. And so for her, she just goes towards what sticks out to her. For me, I just let her choose.
Well, if you don't like it, you're like, Piper, boo.
Boo,
one, I did not like this.
Yeah. No, I'll give it a minute. Like any show, even an adult show, I'm like, let's give it five.
So the character voices in this are all Australian, but it's like, you know, very easy to understand and stuff. The kids, Bluey and Bingo, they're actually voiced by, you know, real children, and they've never released those names just to protect their identities, which I just thought was amazing because they're the cutest voices in the world.
I know. I want to put a face to their little voices so bad, but I also respect that, you know?
Yeah,
unlike me, I'm giving them an Instagram and, you know, Yeah. Their parents are like,
let me make an Instagram for you, Bingo, please.
Yeah. Come on, Bluey. Yeah, no, I find that fascinating, but I really respect that. I think it's good for the kids.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
So we start off this episode where the dad is there and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, I will now play for you the rondelay. And they're playing what is it? A little piano? What is he playing?
It's a xylophone. Right.
Well, no, I thought they find the magic xylophone, but it's he starts on the little originally. Piano.
Oh, no. So he's playing on Bingo as if Bingo is the piano.
The piano.
Which, and that part, that's why, like, when the opening of that made me feel like so happy that he's just like sitting on the ground, just like playing with the kids, being silly, being funny, tickling them. And it's funny because I watched it with Piper because I wanted to see her reactions to all this. And she kind of like side-eyed me like, you don't do that with me, Mom. And I'm like, whoopsie, I may have to play with you a little bit more on the ground.
Yeah, please. After this, you need to play piano on Piper.
On her belly. Exactly. Yeah,
she's like, stop, please. this sets actually up the lesson in the very beginning, because I think the dad is playing on Bluey and Bingo comes up and is like, Dad, I want to be the piano. And Bluey's like, it's still my turn. And, you know, and we find out that
your accents are on point.
It's amazing. It's just, so it's eerie, I'm sure. Taking turns can be difficult. And then the dad's like, no, you can be the bongos. And then starts playing the bongos on Bingo, which I thought was very cute. And this is when we get the title of the episode, The Magic Xylophone. And then Bingo goes, where are the real bongos? And Bluey goes and looks. And that's when we find
the xylophone.
Was this a way to sell magic xylophones? Is there a Bluey? Is there a Bluey brand xylophone?
I have never seen one. I have never seen one in the aisles of Target. But they really should come out with one, because
right?
I would have had to buy it.
Because how fun would that to be, like a kid give you a Bluey xylophone and they think they can freeze you?
Oh yeah, exactly. But then you have to freeze, and then we saw how that episode ended. I mean, they are just constantly just. Frozen.
Okay, so bad idea with the magic xylophone.
Yeah, maybe not selling it at Target. Yeah.
But this magic xylophone obviously is something that they already are aware of. And, Bluey looks at Bingo and says, ding. And they ding it. And then the dad freezes. So this is sets up the whole thing that this xylophone is magic because it makes whoever, they're aiming it at freeze, which I think is amazing. And the dad is frozen picking his nose, which is hysterical.
Exactly. And then I think my favorite part of the entire thing is that the mom is going to work and she's like, bye-bye. Oh, no, she says,
she goes, it's just like when we first met, because she sees him picking his nose. Amazing. Totally.
I love that so much. And I was like, I can resonate with that. I understand it. And then she's like, bye-bye. Like, have fun. Have fun, Dad.
Yeah. As a nose picker myself, I appreciated the shout out. This is where I want to let the audience know it really does work for kids, but that's not a joke for kids per se. The nose picking will make kids laugh, but it's the mom's line that will make adults laugh.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where I feel like that adult humor, which you get a little bit of in each episode, you always get like that one line where the parents are like, yep, I get that.
So then it's like, unfreeze. And they hit it again. And the dad's like, how did I get my finger up my nose? And he's like, oh, no, the magic xylophone. And this is when they do it again. And they're dressing him up in all the boas and the dress. And it's really cute.
It is very cute.
Wait, how much does Piper dress you up and your fiance?
She doesn't dress us up. She likes to put us asleep. Her thing right now is lay down and go to sleep.
That's amazing. Do you go off? Yeah, of course. I'd love to go to sleep.
Oh, for sure. Oh, by the way, sometimes I doze off. And I'm like, this is the best game ever. But I'm sure we're going to get to the point where dress up is going to happen.
I have no problem with anybody putting anything on me. I did high school theater. I'm like, yeah, but whatever. But as a woman and a mom, is there like boundaries that you've already set in your head of like, I'll never let her put me in a clown wig. I refuse to be put into a clown wig.
No, because I've learned that you can never spit up because it'll always come back down and hit you right in the face. So yeah, no, you can never say never. I mean, you just got to be, when you're a parent, you got to be open to it all. But like for you watching this, does it make you feel like, like what's running through your mind? Like, I can't imagine like not having kids and then watching it and be like, are you judging everything that they're doing?
I got to tell you, I wanted to judge so badly. And my thought process with the first time through was like, oh, come on. And then I was like, That's pretty. That's kind of a cool voice. I like that voice. And then I was like, well, the music's kind of calm. It's like soothing. And then I was like, well, that's fun. That's just funny. And then I was like, this is just, then I got to tell you, we'll get to this point, you guys, but there's this point about sharing in it. And the little dog says something really beautiful. And I almost started tearing up. And then I was like, what is wrong with you,
Stop.
Man? This is 9 minutes and you can't even control yourself, you know?
Oh my God. I love that so much. Okay. So everyone's freezing, right?
Yeah.
Depending on who's holding the xylophone.
Yes.
They're in charge. They have the power. And then, you know, they're running around the house sort of doing this. And then Bingo gets the xylophone.
Yeah. Bingo's like, it's my turn to unfreeze him.
I'm going to let you do all the.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's so good. I won't even dare.
And he's like, oh, you kids. And it's like, give me the magic xylophone. And Bingo says, they're outside now. They go out into the front of the house, which, by the way, and I don't know if this is the big confusion for me is that, and I don't know if it's different in Australia, but can dogs talk and stand in Australia? That's something that I failed to mention. I think we mentioned they're a dog family, and that threw me off for a good minute, but then I just accepted it.
Yeah. I think they're hanging out with the kangaroos a little too much. We never talked about their pigmentation.
What are their colors?
Okay, so the dad's blue and so is Bluey. And then Bingo and the mom are like brown.
Yeah.
But I like that each one has a color, right?
Yes.
But do you feel like Bluey's the favorite because she's the same color as the dad, and the main show is about Bluey and the dad.
Well, yeah, I was like, well, what gave it away for me is that the show is named Bluey, and I was like, why can't the show be named Bingo? Like, right. Why can't there be a spinoff named Bingo? Exclamation exactly. point!
Right.
I definitely think Bluey's the favorite, and also I just also assume that Bluey is the older one. But does that set up then? I mean, you don't have two kids, but I wonder for the parents out there with two kids, has this ever started a conversation about older sibling and younger sibling?
Which I'm sure it has, but I also weirdly feel like those two, because they're sisters, right? Mm-hmm. I almost saw my niece and nephew in them a little bit, because the older one wants to almost take responsibility and protect the other one. And so I feel like there is similarities, and Bluey is the older sibling. I don't know. Yeah. I've seen it like in real life.
Yeah. Bluey definitely comes off more headstrong. So they're outside, and this is actually a really cute moment too. Well, it's actually sets up the whole crux where Bingo's like, you're taking all the turds freezing. And then a dog walking is pushing a stroller, I'm assuming a dog baby in there, but you know, you don't usually see a dog pushing a stroller. So that was fun for me. And this is when the mom's like, off to work. And she's like, mom, look at dad now. And she comes up to the dad, who is frozen, and she goes, this loose hair has been bugging me all morning, and just yanks a hair while the dad is frozen.
Yes. I just love it. And I partly was jealous when she just drove off in the car. And I was like, oh.
You're like, I want to see that cartoon. Adult cartoon where you just follow her at work.
Yeah. Where's the car cam in that one? She's just singing whatever she wants to sing. Yeah.
I hope she's off to a podcast studio. Yeah.
Yeah. What does she do for a living? That'd be interesting.
But so we get Bingo going, mom, Bluey, not letting me have any turns. This is like one of the lessons right here. The mom turns to Bluey and says, if you don't take turns, people won't take turns with you. If you don't take turns with people, people won't take turns with you.
That was the message, right?
Yeah. But it's like what I'm saying, like, I love that it's so not heavy handed. It's a simple line, but it like stuck with me. It resonated as me as a grown man. So I have to imagine it resonates somewhere in those little kid minds too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that if they love a character, and they see that the character is embracing that, they also will want to emulate that, right?
Oh, that's interesting. Do you ever worry about, well, I mean, obviously you do, but then if you see bad characters, you know, you have to immediately say that behavior is bad, or you're depending on the cartoon to say that character's behavior is bad.
Yes. And guess what? When you don't watch the full episode and you stop when the kid's behaving badly, then it's like, well, we never saw the resolution. You got to know that, like, that's not okay to do.
Well, no. You're not going, wake up. You're not going to sleep.
You got to finish the episode. Totally. There's one show, which you have to watch it. It's called Booba, which we will talk about. That one is like, all he does is bad things.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's like, you're already, but every time you say a kid's show name like Booba, I think you're messy. I think you're making it up. I'm like, are you just making sounds?
And
you,
by the way, Coco Melon.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. He doesn't talk the entire show. He's just like a crazy kid. All right, let's go back to Louis.
So we're there. The dad is frozen. The mom teaches that important lesson about, you know, if you don't take turns with people, people won't take turns with you. And, you know, mom says, you better take turns or I'll take the xylophone with me to work.
Right.
And then the mom says, make sure you unfreeze him for toilet breaks, and then gets off in the car. And then we unfreeze the dad, and then the dad starts chasing them in a fun little chase sequence.
Yes.
I think we were chased into the backyard potentially.
Right.
Or no, back in the house. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's back in the house. But they're now playing this freezing over and over again. And then the dad gets the xylophone back from them. And because the kids were squabbling about who has the xylophone. And the dad's like, you ding-dongs were too busy squabbling. And freezes Bluey and puts a little red hat on Bluey and goes, look at this, my lovely new garden gnome. And takes him outside by the fountain, which I loved.
I love that. I love that he can be playful and kind of like turn it on him, right?
Yes,
Because I feel like kids need to know, like, hey, you can do it to me, but I'm going to do it to you too. And that's called playing. Like, because, you know, like the kids.
That's
that,
called
like,
winning, Natalie. That's called winning.
Totally. Because, you know, sometimes kids are like, no, you can't do it to me. It's like, no, that's not how life works. Like, if you're doing it to someone, you gotta take it too.
When your child sees like a hat being put on, like a fun, like bright hat, is that an instant smile or a laugh? I'm trying to understand what a kid responds to.
Yes,
like, how do
it's
kids
silly.
Respond to that? Yeah,
it's exactly. it becomes silly. Like, you can see them like smile. I mean, I have a very somber child, so getting a laugh out of her, I'm like, oh, that must have been really good. But she'll like do like a smirk, like, and like she knows what's going on, and she knows that it's silly playtime.
That's
amazing. And just like, you know, when he was tickling her and being cutesy, and she was side eyeing me like, you know, you don't do this with me, mom. I feel like same thing. She's understanding it.
I have to imagine for you or for any parent out there, it's got to be mind-blowing the first time that you see your child learn something.
Yeah, absolutely. Or when they repeat it and they put it into action is, I think, one of the best things of like, oh, you remembered that, or like, I didn't think you were paying attention, or I didn't think that you were smart enough, honey. Like, this is amazing.
I'm going to mark that on my pro having a child list. Learning things seems cool. Were the garden gnomes out there, Bluey, frozen, and the dad's like, you've got felt pinned on your fingers. I better get the hose. And the dad goes off to get the hose, and Bluey's like, unfreeze me, Bingo. Bingo and freezes, I think. And then this is the part where I teared
up.
Yeah,
this is the part. Yeah.
She goes, Bluey, you never take turns with me. You take all of the turns and it makes me feel sad. I will unfreeze you if you let me take turns too. Blink twice if yes. And we don't see Bluey blink twice.
I know, little bitch. I was like, blink, Bluey, blink.
How dare you, Bluey? And so the dad's coming like, gonna hose my good old garden gnome. And he has like a little cutesy song, which I thought was actually, now I'm fully into it, you guys.
You
like,
really are. You really are. Bravo. And
we see Bluey about to get sprayed, and Bingo pops out and cuts off the hose, and so the water can't come out, and Bluey jumps down. Bluey was just pretending to be frozen, and goes, we tricked you, Bingo unfroze me. And then the dad, rightfully so, gets sprayed with water while he's frozen.
I love that part.
No, it's amazing. And then this is awesome, you guys. This is we see this lesson go into action, because Bluey goes, here, Bingo, you can unfreeze him. And also, I'm just blubbering idiot. But I'm like, oh my God, he learned it. And then Bingo's like, thanks, Bluey. And Bingo says,
I don't want to do it just yet. I like the daddy water fountain bit. And they're sitting on the porch and Bluey scoots closer to Bingo. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, I think that's just showing like, come here, kid. I do love you. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Do you think kids are going to understand that?
I think so. I feel like I'm very close to a child's age in my mind and I understood it immediately, but I don't know like that. I think this is like such a simple premise and it was done in this really beautiful way. I thought the animation was really cool. The sound was great. It moved kind of at this breakneck pace, but at the same time, it left room for these lessons to breathe. So I would really hope so. I would think, and like I said, guys, I'm the amateur here. I would think that this would do that for a child, would teach a child a lesson. Did it?
And that's the thing. I think that she is just a tad bit too young to really have conversations with her, to really ask her questions of like, what did you learn about this episode? Right. Cause I would love to ask her, and I'm going to ask the 5-year-old nephew, cause I feel like he really knows how to articulate it, but cause I know he loves the show, but I feel like just seeing her reaction and her being happy at the end makes me feel like it was a success. Like she did actually understand the premise.
And you know what would be great, and what we should do is we should set up like a voicemail or an email where you guys can share your experiences of, did your child learn something from these episodes? Because it would be so fascinating to hear other people's stories as well of what this did teach there. I mean, I would love it if there was like
record your kid, ask them, you know, and they'd be like, I really didn't understand it, you know?
Yeah, or like, I will never share. This made me want to share less.
Mommy, I want the magic xylophone. So this could go really great or really not great. But yes, I agree with you. I think call in, you know, and let us know what you guys thought. Let us know what your kids thought. It's such a good conversation to be had because, by the way, we're all parents, at least, are having these conversations with themselves anyways. Might as well have them with other adults. Yeah, that's why why we're doing the show.
Well, do you find yourself doing that with other parents that are your friends of like trading child shows? Like, well, you got to watch this.
Yeah, that's why I love this show, because I feel like I'm doing it with, you know, my fiance, right? Like we're pretty much having just full blown conversations as this cartoon is going, you know, on, and we're dissecting it. We're talking about it. And then, you know, you go to play dates and you're like, hey, did you watch that episode where, you know, and you as adults are trying to dissect it? So I feel like that's why I love this show so much, because we're already having the conversations. And so might as well have them together.
May I ask what you and your fiance, what you guys like to watch as adults?
So we love Succession.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Billions.
So you like just rich people. You like anybody that has $1 billion. You'll watch that show.
It's called Manifestation, Ryan.
Oh, I'm saying, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. See, I have to watch all of like the Bravo E shows by myself. He can't sit more than five minutes.
Me too, Natalie. Me too.
Although he weirdly will watch, or used to watch, The Bachelor, Bachelorette with me.
Well, see, there's those weird gateway shows for these things. Like Bachelor's one, Summer House is one for guys, and Below Deck. Any like Below Deck, because there's like a big boat and they think that is some kind of machine. So they're like, I'll watch that reality show. Below Deck
makes me want to vomit. It is on repeat all day, every day on Bravo. I don't know. I need to talk to their scheduling people. I mean, why that show all the time? I don't understand it.
I think they're about to sell Bravo's own brand of yachts, and they're just promote it. People need a yacht. So you watch Billions, Succession.
Although we do dabble in Housewives, because I don't know if you know, but I worked with Housewives for about 8 years.
I heard rumors about this, but I have not heard the inside skinny, which I'm so excited to get. Probably not on this show, but I mean, that's what a show to work around.
I know. And I feel like that's sort of our underlying connection here, is this whole reality TV show. So, yeah. So I worked with one of the Real Housewives of Orange County for about 8 years, and I was on it quite a few times, in the background, you know, when they put up the name, like, Natalie, so-and-so's assistant, you know, I was always worried, like, God, Natalie, the help, you know, like, I was just always worried what they were going to say about me, which I have so many stories about, about filming that show. Oh my God. But I would make Riley watch it because I was like, you know, it's part of my life. You know, this was my life for literally all of my 20s. So, you know, a little Housewives here and there, maybe just the reunions, or if I know it's going to be a good episode, I'll make him watch it. What else do we watch together? We Crashed, which is new right now.
Loved that. Which, by the way, We Crashed has a really interesting parent storyline in there about how they handle their kids and what they're teaching their kids, yes. Which I found interesting. But I thought We Crashed was so well done.
So well done. Yeah, so that's what we're loving. What about you?
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, I watch all the reality shows. I watch Housewives. I just watched the Selling Sunset reunion, which, folks, I wanted to tell you, I was thinking about this today. I was like, wow, I learned more from one episode of Bluey than I did an entire season of Selling Sunset. Like, I learned more, and I'm an adult man, and I learned more from Bluey than, and I was like,
in,
that
in
was
9 minutes. Yeah.
I was like, that will sober you up real quick. I was like, yeah. Wow, that's wild. But yeah, all the Housewives, I'm such a geek like that, but Succession, We Crashed, loved The Dropout that was just on
Hulu. You like all the scripted as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, scripted when it's done right is so amazing, but I'm just so into reality shows because of what I do. And for some reason at a young age, like, I think it started with like The Real World for me, where I was just like, oh, I love this. I love this. And I remember watching Real Housewives of Orange County the night it premiered.
Yep.
With my ex going like, oh, this will be perfect. Like, I loved it. And I did. I loved it. And it's just been interesting to see where all those shows has led me. But I also find that interesting in just you as a parent, what you're watching and what you'll allow Piper to watch. And
totally,
you know, what that age range and how, as she gets older, what she'll pick up and what you'll allow her to watch.
And it's funny because she actually, we also love movies. And I think she probably watches more movies than she does cartoons, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And she loves adult movies.
See, how do you know when it's all right to, like, I was about to show my nephew like a Star Wars movie I remember many years ago, and my sister got very upset. It was like, no, he's not ready. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that because it's not my child. And I just think Star Wars is cool, you know?
Right.
And I was just like wondering, like, you are the arbiter. The buck ends that, you know, there with you guys. You get to decide what movies, you get to decide what kids shows.
Yeah.
That kind of power has to be wild.
I mean, look, maybe we're a little progressive here, but I feel like when it comes to parenting, for him and I, my fiance is a chef, like an executive chef and partner in hotels and whatnot. And so he has a very advanced palate. And so he always said, you know, I want my daughter to experience real food, like adult food at a young age. So we did, you know, the whole baby led weaning. I mean, she was eating like full blown, you know, Michelin star type, you know, food when she was like, you know, 6 months. And so I feel like we take that also into our parenting style. So when it comes to shows or movies or whatever, we don't talk to her like in baby talk. It's just very adult type, and she's around a lot of adults. So I feel like, you know, if she wants to watch a superhero movie, we let her, you know? Yeah. And if there's killings and things like that, she'll look and she'll go, "What's that? What's that? What's that?" Everything is "what's that?"
That was a question that I wanted to ask you and all the parents out there too, is like, how much are these shows paused so you can answer these questions? How much do you pause these shows and go, do you understand what just happened? Like, do you, or are you pretty much like, she'll ask me if she needs it?
I feel like right now it's just a lot of, she's more, I think, looking at just the overall. She's not getting into the nitty gritty. She understands if someone is happy or sad. It's like the overall gist of something. But like, if someone dies, she's like, what happened? Like, who died? Yeah. Like, what happened? Like, why? Like, why are they on the ground? And so sometimes I'll try to explain it if I think she actually really is understanding it. And then other times I'm like, oh, nothing. They're just sleeping. Like, not a big deal. Like, I don't even want to get into it, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But yes, I think as she gets older, I really am going to have to start having those conversations of like, well, what is death? And what, you know, or what is, because she always says happily ever after. She's going to learn real quick that there is no such thing as happily ever after.
Has a kid's show thus far, like, has it been on, I know you were just saying maybe like superhero movies or something, but has a kid's show yet go, like, have you, like, oh, no, not ready for that lesson? Like, has there ever been anything that's been like, wrong kid show?
No, I feel like I'm not the type to like shield her away from things.
Yeah, which is, you know? I would think that would be a great thing. And in the long run about, because I keep thinking about that. Like, I keep thinking about like where I'm at right now and like what I always try to guilt my parents. Like, I try to guilt my parents, one, for not being Kris Jenner. I'm like, I have to pay my own bills.
How dare you?
And you're not doing amazing, sweetie. And the second is just like what they could have taught me earlier that I didn't have the skills for, you know, or like, did my mom coddle me too much? You know, like there are things as you get older where you wonder about these lessons that you learned as a kid and what concepts you would have liked to know earlier in life.
Yep. And I think something, there's one thing that you think about, like, what am I going to be like as a parent? And then another thing is actually being a parent and like going through the day to day. You realize that all those little moments add up, right? Mm-hmm. And what I thought about, I'm like, I mean, at least I think about this at least 10 times a day, where I'm like, it doesn't matter what I do, what I say, I'm going to try to do my best as a parent, right? Mm-hmm. Teach her everything I know, try to teach her as much as I know, but I know no matter what, she'll probably end up needing therapy at the end of the day, and probably saying, why didn't my mom do this? You know, because I feel like I'm sure we're all judging the way that our parents did things, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
and I know that she will for sure judge me. So it's almost like
that's the circle of life, Natalie.
I know.
Circle of life. Yeah.
And I have to release it. And so I'm always like, you know, every day, just do my best. Just have the patience. God grant me the patience. but knowing that I probably won't do everything perfectly.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if you even tried to, how exhausting that would be for everybody in your family?
There are parents that are like that.
Oh, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yes. and they're listening.
You guys, I'm not talking about you guys.
Not
you guys are amazing out there. You're
not
the perfect
your friend.
Parent.
Yeah.
Going back to Bluey, as we start winding down with this episode, there's a couple of segments that we were talking about doing of the notable filth for grownups. Is what we kind of talked about, or we brushed on earlier, of the things in this episode that were just for us, that were the wink to the parents. And I think my example earlier was the mother coming by with the dad's finger in the nose. And she's like, that was off a state, you know. Mm-hmm. Was there any other kind of grown-up elements in this for you that you enjoyed that your kids would not understand?
Yeah, I think it's just the freedom of the mother leaving. You know, for me, that to me was like, oh my God, a child will never understand what that's like, you know, of just like one parent has been like, bye bye, I'm out of here.
I can totally, I mean, even how you say that, I really can visualize how much you mean that. Like, you really, truly mean that. But I do think the Bluey episodes that I watch, I was like, there are this kind of nice blend of tip of the hat to the adults. And, you know, the main stuff, of course, is for the kids. But it's not so glaring that kids would be like, what just happened? Like, why
an adult show? Yeah.
Do I need to go to my room? Yeah. No, it was like this really nice blend. And I know we probably won't see that with other children's shows, but I thought Bluey had a really nice blend of that.
Yes, I agree. And I do like the parents' banter and dynamic. I feel like that's also kind of cute to see. And like having kids see that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And of course, we talked about earlier as well, the relationship with the mom, like you said, going to work and the dad staying home, which is a different kind of thing than a lot of people were raised on, which is awesome.
Exactly. Also,
this is obvious, but what did we learn today? Natalie, what did you learn today from this episode?
Yes, sharing is caring. We know that. And I also think that, for me, I feel like it's less is more in parenting. It doesn't have to be a whole long thing, a whole drawn out thing. It's just like that one line. And so for me as a parent, I feel like that to me was my take home. Simplicity in teaching them something is, I think, the way to go.
I learned that dogs can walk and dogs can talk. And those are big takeaways for me.
Huge.
I don't know if your children picked on that as well, but yeah, sharing was the big one. And I just also thought it was amazing because it also reminded me also about relationships, about You know, having a mother and a father or whoever raised you and the lessons that they teach and the relationship between siblings or friends. And I thought that was great of learning to play well with other people and to enjoy each other's company. Simple things like that, that, you know, you kind of forget as you get older. These nice reminders to, you know, appreciate the family that you have in a way as well.
Absolutely. We're definitely adding Bluey to our list here.
This is a yes. And I will say, if we're going to go on a scale of will Ryan have a child just because of this cartoon, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm having a child. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so exciting.
If anybody would like to have a
What's your address? Please email me.
By the way, I imagine some of these shows, and what I'm excited about is that some of these shows, I probably won't feel that way. Like, I mean, have you watched children's shows?
I think that we started you off on a good note, and I'm worried for you. I'm worried a little bit for you. I feel like there's definitely going to be a few that you're going to be like, I don't make me watch this ever again. And I cannot wait for those episodes.
And as always, we want to hear from you guys and your experiences as well. Is there shows that we should be watching or that you would like us to review? We have a whole list. I'm shocked at the list that we have, but I know there are little hidden gems that you would want us to watch as well. So please keep us informed in that.
Let us know what you loved, what you didn't love. We're all in this together. Okay.
Help us, please.
Help me. We're here to help.
Yeah. We're here to help you as well. But everybody out there who are parents, you are doing an amazing job, sweetie.
Yes.
You are killing it. And these shows, and hopefully this show, can just help you or give you a little respite along the way.
You're not alone. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of What the Kids Are Watching. Follow us on Instagram at What the Kids Are Watching and subscribe on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And hey, what are your kids watching? Send us a DM on Instagram or leave us a voicemail at 540-642-0035 with your stories and opinions. We might just share it on the show. We'll see you next week.